Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. There's some great stuff going on in Millicent this weekend, and I've tracked down a friend of mine to tell me all about it. Cheryl joins me on the line. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan, and thank you so much.
You guys have literally picked up the baton and have decided to run with the Millicent Street Party. Tell me what's going on.
Well, we have. Well, the MBCA did a fantastic job for many years, and then they felt that they had too many other commitments. The council picked it up so that it didn't not go ahead, but they decided last year not to do it any further. And so there was no street party last year. So being 5DFM, being as it is, we decided we would do it this year. And we're having it in Railway Terrace, not in George Street. And it's on this Saturday.
So take us through what we're going to see as part of the street party and, of course, how we can be part of it.
Well, we're going to see bright skies, and it's all going to clear today. It's going to be a fantastic day. So we've closed off part of Railway Terrace, and we have quite a big area around here, around the station, that is going to have street stalls. We have about 30 street stalls and counting. So there's a couple that are, I think, waiting on whether they can make it or not. But we've got super slushies, and we've got ice cream, and we've got pulled pork, rotary chips, sausage sizzles, and we've got so many other shops from the main street as well. Are having pop-up shops, so we have a coffee shop here, and it's just been fantastic to have the support from the local business community as well. So stalls will be on the street and around the area here at the station, and then we're going to finish off the night, or close to finish off the night, with a live nativity that's going to be put on and performed by the Lutheran Church here in Millicent. So we've joined forces with them.
Now, Cheryl, what time is it all going to kick off, and is it free for everybody to go along and be part of?
Absolutely. It's a free event. It starts at 3 o'clock and goes through till sunset. And we are having quite a lot of things that are free for families to come along as well.
See, that's sensational.
Gift bags for children that we used to actually do a few years ago, and we've brought those back now with the help of the Lutheran Church. They've been baking biscuits and folding up things and posters and little books and putting into these bags. There's going to be a free sausage sizzle for children under 12, and there's going to be free watermelon and icy poles for children as well. And we've got one of our local stores here, our sponsors, that's doing that. So there's going to be a lot that people can do without it costing a lot of money, and we wanted to make it a family day. Plenty of things for people to do for the adults, and plenty of food. We're having live entertainment in the afternoon on our lawns here, and we've got some great people. Mr. Entertainer himself, John McLaughlin, people will know, and we've got Adam, whose name's escaped me at the moment, and he's coming along. Everyone loves him. And so we've got live entertainment in the afternoon, then finishing off with this live nativity. So there's a lot to do and a lot to see.
Cheryl, good luck this weekend. It sounds like it's going to be an awful lot of fun.
It's going to be fantastic.
We will catch up again soon. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning, all right?
My pleasure, and thank you for your interest.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.